And now, your HR tip of the week. Your HR tip of the week is being sponsored by Verrill.
Hi, this is Tani Alvarez from Verrill. Do you currently have an attendance policy? Is it instituted in the same way across different departments and divisions? Are exempt and non-exempt employees treated the same under the policy? How is your attendance policy affected if an employee is out of work due to COVID symptoms or direct contact? Do you institute the policy consistently without regard to the member of the group, department, or the status of the employee at issue? If you have an attendance policy in place that you are not consistently implementing, consider updating it and/or issuing additional guidance concerning how COVID has impacted the policy. If you do choose to include this language, however, manager training is extremely important. Strictly implementing attendance or tardiness policies for your average to below average producers, while not conforming to the policy for your above average producers, is going to cause animosity between employees generally. Having a strong foundational policy is the first step, followed closely behind with consistent application. Contact a member of Verrill's Labor and Employment Practice Group if you'd like to discuss more.
And that's your HR Tip of the Week, sponsored by Verrill.